And hello and welcome back to Some Guys, One Mic. And the biggest news right now, Jacob is sick.
It used to be news.
Thank you very much.
By sick, what are we saying?
I think it's a combination of diarrhea, chlamydia, and AIDS.
And AIDS.
All combined together, which is called super squids.
Squids.
I thought it was probably PS4 depression.
Nah.
Because I don't have one yet.
So the new voice is our new member of the team, which is Mark Buttigieg. Fitting introduction.
So I think for today it's appropriate to be Some Guys, One Mark.
It's good to have you on the team.
Thank you.
As you might have noticed, you have seen some articles and reviews on the website which do not feature any lack of pants, and that means that I didn't write them, so which is awesome. So one of the biggest news right now is the huge sexual frustration by 85% of the Maltese citizens, simply because the local Sony agent failed to get the PS4 on launch, fucking over a lot of people, including us, basically.
I was like a madman on Tuesday.
Yeah, you remember that day. I didn't want to believe that they weren't gonna get the PS4, and everyone in Malta had the PS4. But by the time that they told us, they were sold out, of course.
It was too late. I couldn't find one anywhere.
Yeah, even Amazon sold out.
Yeah.
You know that on Amazon they're selling for $2,000? $2,000.
That's ridiculous.
It's amazing.
So how did you end up getting yours?
Well, basically, Mark was lucky enough to get one from a local supplier. He had the last one, but he got it a week after the launch, right?
Yeah, I got it on Wednesday.
Yeah. And I was lucky enough because I complained a lot on Facebook. And another huge retailer in Malta has offered me to get one specifically for me. And I got it when? Last Thursday. So, thankfully, in fact, this retailer also made a proposition for a joint venture between our company and theirs. So, there's going to be a huge announcement for 2014. It's going to be enormous. I mean, we're going to leave our mark. Not our skid mark or our mark. Another kind of mark.
No, kind of like. No.
Let's just hope we it pans out very well. Maybe it can help us go to E3 next year.
We are going to E3.
You're paying for me.
Nah, you have to pay out of your pocket. Or else we'll rob Jacob. We have to rob Jacob sometime.
That guy has a gold mine.
Yeah, he won't get off his chair. I imagine us robbing him and him on the seats. No, leave me alone.
Can't we do like how they always do? Since we use the team song to A-Team, you know, Barakos, B.A. Barakos or Mr. T, he never travels. He hates, like, planes or helicopters. So they always either drug him or, like, you know, they fool him into getting into a plane. Can kind of do that. I mean, same size, same everything. We need to give Jacob a mohawk, though.
And, imagine Jacob. No, but he has his iconic curl. Yeah, the Clark Kent curl.
Yeah, the Superman curl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can keep that. It'd be like a massive mohawk that goes...
Let's
like,
shave all his head and just leave the curl.
It'd be like Ronaldo from the World Cup of 1998. You know, the Brazilian guy shaved all his head and left like this ridiculous thing on his forehead. I mean, what the fuck was that, man?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know what we were talking about. The PS4.
PS4.
Yeah, so first impressions. So out of us three, Chesco is still new to the PS3, so he hasn't bothered buying the PS4. So
besides that, yeah, I mean, no, I intend to buy it. I mean, but I had like a couple of questions to ask about it. What are the most obvious differences that you see on face value kind of thing when you're playing the new one.
Look, value for money. I never bought something so cheap, in my opinion, that can do so fucking much.
Okay.
I can't believe that back in the time, I bought the PS3 for €699.
Yeah, I didn't buy it.
Yeah, and back then it had fuck all. So it was a huge disappointment. But buying the PS4 and offering you so much, I mean, the user interface is so fast, it's bloody amazing. Multitasking is bloody flawless. There's a sense of fluency to it that it makes everything so fucking easy. I mean, everything is right there. Everything is minimalistic, so you don't have all that shit in your face. It's just, here's your stuff, and it's there and ready to go. The joystick, the controller, I'm so happy that they finally changed it, and the ergonomics are fucking good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it better than the Xbox 360 controller, yeah, to be honest with you.
I wasn't expecting it to be better than the Xbox 360. I mean, it feels so good. It doesn't feel like you have a controller
in your head. No, it doesn't. You forget it's there.
Yeah. It's just so fucking light, fluent, and tactile. It's bloody amazing.
Be careful. He's going to blow his load soon.
Yeah.
All over you.
He does that very often, actually.
Yeah. And the best thing about it is it offers so many dynamics and so many perspectives to games. I'm currently playing Killzone Shadowfall, which is cool. Amazing. And you have the touchpad on the controller, which I didn't believe made sense. But having that on the controller, which does secondary stuff, which is controlling your turret, your owl, it's so amazing. I mean, it's something else to think of whilst you're playing the game. So you have more and more levels of items that you have to
think for. That's something we've mentioned, I mean, a couple of times, because we kind of got stuck into a kind of type of controller across the board, maybe between different types of machines and what have you, which always gave you the same kind of controls, which basically kind of differed a little bit from each other, but never took it that step further. Yeah. It's what's always basically directions and controls, basically.
Yeah.
Suddenly we then, in the like later generations, we started getting like buttons at the back, kind of doing more stuff, you know, being a little bit more, how do you say? I mean, you have to kind of use your mind a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it was about time that you get something like a third dimension kind of to the gaming. You have to employ yourself more.
Yeah.
Is it employ yourself more?
Yes.
Yeah.
To the game? Yeah. It's interesting.
What this did is it took what was there and it improved upon it to a point where they hit the mark right on the spot. You know, it's just so comfortable in your hands. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was never really a big console guy.
Yeah.
But I just can't get off of it.
Like, yeah.
I finished Killzone in 3 days.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fuck me.
And I...
And it's a hard game. It's a fucking hard game.
It is. And yesterday I sat down for a few hours in the afternoon and I killed Contrast in about 4 hours. So
It's amazing. It's something unbelievable. I think the best thing about the console is the controller, really.
Yeah.
It blends in so well. It's amazing. Even as simple, they put an integrated speaker on it, which, for example, in Killzone, when you collect audio logs, the sound on the speakers continues, and then you have the audio log, a voice going over from the controller, which
nice.
It invests you so much in the whole experience that it's fucking unbelievable. Something so simple and so...
Besides the gameplay, I mean, the controller, what else is like... so amazing about the PS4. Interfaces and...
Interface, there's the...
Sharing. I like the sharing.
The sharing, man.
Great.
I didn't think...
Sharing is in...
On the controller, you have a button where you can, if you long press it, you take a screenshot. And if you press it just once, it takes about 15 minutes of a video clip of your gameplay.
Hence all the screenshots that you've been sharing.
It's addictive. It's addictive.
That's why you can see his Facebook is just raped with Killzone pictures.
It's something.
He's screenshot happy at the moment.
Yeah, but in all honesty, when you see that vast environment, those cool graphics, I can't help but share it. Look at all this awesome.
Are the games like so different from the PS3 at the moment, like graphic wise, gameplay wise? I wouldn't imagine.
Honestly, at the moment, no. There still needs to be
improvement
and a big improvement. But like all console launches, the games in the first year don't look that much different from the previous year. If you take a look at PS3, Heavy Rain looked like shit. Yeah. Uncharted 1 didn't look that bad. Mm-hmm. But if you can compare Uncharted 1 with The Last of Us, for example, or Beyond, holy shit, there's an ocean between them. And
cool.
The thing that worries me is that Killzone Shadowfall, for example, looks amazing. What is the next step? What will games look like? What will Killzone 5 look like? I mean, what the fuck?
Well, did you see the Division video I put up today with the new engine? It's just unbelievable.
It's just bloody amazing.
Killzone 5 will get like a contract in your game in the box of the game, basically, and you find yourself on the road in the U.S. Army.
God damn it! The fuck!
I think the next step, which is which has been hinted for the past year, is basically virtual reality. I mean, we saw Oculus Rift taking over that part, and Sony issuing a patent for a PS4 peripheral which does virtual reality.
Yeah, did you see that video last month where on Oculus Rift they've got a game called A Game Within a Game?
No,
have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Well, it's just like the guy has the Oculus Rift on and he's playing the game, but there's another game within the game.
Awesome.
I wish I could show you the video right now, but it's just so cool because with the Oculus Rift, like he's sitting at home on his couch in a game, and then while he's in the game sitting on the couch, there's an actual game on the screen on the TV in the game itself, and he's playing the game that's in the game. It's ridiculous, but the stuff that happens like in the actual game itself, there's hints, like there's someone knocking at the door. And in the actual game where he's playing, there's actually someone at his door, and there's like footsteps, and you can hear everything 3D. It just sounds low. So, you know, it's good to see what they're going to come up with.
Fantastic.
Nice mindfuck.
That's the amazing thing. Stuff like that opens so many doors and so many possibilities for creative people that it's borderline insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. What are your plans, Cesco? Will you be buying a PS4 anytime soon?
Probably in Christmas. So I have to see what the fuck I do with my PS3, which I only have like for what, 6 months now. But I probably buy it for Christmas.
Why did you buy a PS3,
dude? I had money. You know what I do with money? I can't save up. I need to spend my money. Dude, I just got my pay and bought what so.
He bought a giant dildo.
Yeah,
gold-plated dildo.
I did. No, it's not gold-plated. Come on, it's rubies and what? No. It's a double. It's basically what do they call it? A bunny.
Bunny rabbit.
Yeah, the one with the anal thing.
Anal extension.
No. What's his name? Herbert from Felgen.
Chris, I have little fan of money strapped in my tie. Look what I bought, Chris. It's a rabbit.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I can't break it aside. I can't take this off my mind. There are these videos of this character called Herbert on Call of Duty Online. He actually puts the voice of Herbert all throughout.
That guy is awesome. Have you seen that video?
Which one?
A guy playing Call of Duty online, and he's talking to the other player with the voice of Herbert from Family
Guy. And his name is Herbert on the game, on like the online.
So he's meleeing people. I'm gonna kill you, man. I'm gonna stab you, and I'm gonna rape you. That's me, badass. It is so fucked up. That guy is a god.
Awesome.
The world is filled up with awesome people and assholes.
The internet made the world better and worse.
And worse at the same time, yeah. I think it made it better with porn.
I think the origin of all the it's like Eden. The internet Eden is 4chan. And this is a fact. Because all the good stuff and all the bad stuff comes out of 4chan.
I logged into 4chan once.
I actually visit a couple of times. Just to kind of, for the what the fuck factor.
No, 4chan is filled with pedos.
No, depends where.
Unfortunately, I'm the stupid guy in the room here. What's 4chan?
You don't know what 4chan is?
No, like I said, I'm the stupid guy in the room.
Holy shit.
Okay, so 4chan is, you know Reddit.
Oh, 4chan.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said 4chin. No, 4chan. Okay, 4chan. I've heard of 4chan. Sorry, all right.
Yeah, it's a bad place.
It's the toilet of the internet. But I mean, most of the memes and the good shit comes out of 4chan from /B. From /B, but many other things come out of /B. And now they actually added more categories which are like more
morbid.
Not morbid, literally there's no control to them, you know, like slash you can throw whatever you want, kind of as if B wasn't enough. So basically post tits, post dicks, post babies, post and Jesus.
Post Jesus.
I'm pretty sure there's something of the sort, but
whoa.
Yeah, I mean, 4chan is ridiculous. Yeah, anyway,
Reddit is within those lines. You can do a subreddit on anything you want. But anyway, bracket aside, what is the first song that played through your head when you opened the PS4?
I opened it in the car, so I was actually listening to music.
Nice.
The song that was playing in my head was this.
John Williams, everybody!
Imagine me naked opening the PS3. Completely naked.
I don't want to imagine you naked.
Too late.
Nice.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I had to open it unfortunately with puke on me, but no.
Puke on you?
Yeah, what? I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I came up to Malta to pick it up from, you know, that retailer. And unfortunately the car made her sick. So on the way back down home, you know, she hurled all over me. So.
Oh fuck.
Nice.
So, you know, that's why I wish, you know, Jacob would have came today, because he could smell my car.
Jacob, we love you.
Yeah, I don't have kids, but I have a dog who farts a lot. Like, a lot.
So that was him earlier then. Okay, yeah. I thought it was you, because you walked away. But
No, it's actually my fucking dog. He is actually a fart box. Imagine... He farts so much that sometimes he wakes me up during the night. Like, oh my god, what the fuck died in here? It's bad. It's very bad.
You kind of don't imagine that animals kind of do these kind of things, which obviously they do because they're normal organisms. But I mean, I just came from like the set where we're at. Okay, so to everyone working on a movie, we're on a set. And there's like goats. Mm. And there's like goats.
Yeah.
And I'm like next to the goats. Stuff that you do to animals, you know, being like a total idiot. And I turn my back and this goat burps. But really loud. Like, ridiculous. I turn my back and she's like. Kind of still like, you know, the after burp kind of thing. Fucking. Oh man, I was impressed. Seriously,
so awesome. Nature is so fucking awesome.
So said Ron Swanson.
Anyway, we drifted away way off.
We do this quite.
Yeah, but this time it was really weird. We drifted on kids, and my dog, then
goats.
Your goats.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway, from the news segment, we had the VGA Awards, which have been renamed to VGX Awards. What's up with that?
I don't know, but I've been, you know, reading around and stuff like that, and everyone's complaining that it was really, really bad. And I was actually going to watch it yesterday, and everyone, you know, on the websites that we visit to get our information was saying, you know, don't waste your time.
Awesome. I haven't watched it. I never watched the VGA Awards.
To be honest with you, I've heard of them before, but I never paid attention to it.
No.
What's the VGA Awards?
It's basically a TV channel in the States, which is Spike TV. They give awards to video games and developers and publishers and blah, 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 all that shit.
So Spike TV do that?
Yeah, and in the meantime, a lot of developers take an opportunity to market their upcoming titles. So in between awards, trailers and that stuff. So sometimes there's something which is cool.
So basically it has the same kind of weight as the MTV Teen Awards kind of thing.
I think this year was probably worse.
This is worse. Jesus. People don't actually watch the awards. They just watch the adverts. So it's just like the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I never watch the Super Bowl. I just watch the adverts because they're cool.
Yeah, and like the halftime. That's a thing, you know. No one ever actually watches the game. Everyone like tunes in for the intermission.
Yeah. Well, I usually watch the game because I've got money riding on it. But anyways.
So you actually watch American football?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So how do you watch it?
Oh, stare at the TV. How do you expect to watch it?
No, but we're for
oh,
anyone.
I watch it at home on TV. Like,
what do you have, the Raspberry Pi?
No, I've got a Dreambox.
Holy shit, I need to get one of those.
So I get to watch American sports. So.
Cool. Yeah, the only reason why I want to watch American channels is actually because I want to watch NASCAR. That's it. Yes, I am a redneck in that in motorsport.
It's hard, you know, like drive and it's like you have to like turn left. You know? Turn left again, like drive straight, then you turn left again. Yeah, it's super hard, you know.
Fuck you, Jesk. It is the one of the only fucking motorsports that is worth watching. I mean, there's only from the European counterpart, there's maybe Dakar and the WRC.
Not even like Formula One.
Formula One sucks ass. It's just the fucking rich guys just going around in a piece of shit fiberglass car.
I'm not gonna comment on that, but anyways, yeah.
You like Formula One.
I just love anything that has to do with the racing.
No, I hate Formula One. There's no finesse. There's nothing.
I've got my home simulator there.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I play at home all the time.
I love sheer power. Let's put this segment apart. Fuck games for the moment. So let's talk about cars. For me, racing has to be something which is fucking awesome in its core. Like, for example, Dakar. Or the WRC, the World Rally Championship.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's sheer fucking awesomeness. There's always that edge to it. Formula One, I think it's too controlled for me to enjoy.
Well, it's a rich man's sport, eh?
Yeah, that's it. I don't like that.
You saw the interview with, like, I can't remember who the rally driver was. He actually admitted he never paid attention, basically.
Oh, I posted that article.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, that was funny.
He's awesome. With the co-driver next to him, and they fucking bantered during the interview. That was fucking awesome.
The regulations say you need to like to have a co-driver, so, you know, I take him for the ride.
Did you see you?
Who the hell understands? Okay, you have to take a tour like over the tree like on the hill in the front. What the fuck?
Did you see what he did when his co-driver refused to go into his car? He actually kidnapped a hobo.
Really?
He kidnapped a hobo, he put him in his car, he strapped him into the harness and just drove him.
I would shit my pants, really.
He did.
I'd shit my pants. Because, I mean, that car isn't, like, you know, driving normal, you know, like, it is
amazing. I wish I had the opportunity to ride along.
I'd scream my lungs out and shit my pants, like, gee, man.
So awesome.
Yeah, I know, I'm more into motorcycles, to be honest with you. I like to race cars, like, on, like, virtually and stuff like that, and I like to watch it, but I'm more into motorcycles, so, yeah.
Let me take this back, gaming, like, slowly. I remember, actually, you having on PS1 What was it called? It was like a rally game. Colin McRae. Yeah.
Colin McRae.
Well, that was good.
And you had Colin McRae. And me, I like using the funny kind of cheats on games. And there was like a cheat with like the hovercraft or like the jump thing. So basically, I was shit at game. At the like driving game. Still am. And basically, there was like this cheat where you can do like a massive jump. Somewhere like behind everyone, do the jump. Then like skip everyone. Or, yeah! Then there's like a turn and I keep on going. Or the hover. Okay. But it hovered like a motherfucker and they were keep on like going out of... Yeah.
We don't have a lot of news on this episode, but let's take a moment to mention the iconic racing games from the best era, which was the PlayStation 1 era, in my opinion. I mean, I had the NASCAR games, Destruction Derby.
I love Destruction Derby.
Is fucking amazing.
Destruction Derby. I used to get, like, you used to lend it to me. It was amazing. Yeah.
I read
the AI, the AI was so bad that, remember that...
The dome?
Yeah, the dome.
Yeah.
If you parked and didn't accelerate, everyone would just turn towards you and just drive towards you. It's like the computer against you with 35 cars. It's amazing.
I remember the first Need for Speed on that, which was the best Need for Speed ever made.
Holy shit.
Where you just drive and that's it. And you know, you don't care. You don't give a fuck about anything. Just drive.
I remember Porsche Challenge?
Yeah.
I had an original version of, I think it was called WRX. Something like
WRX. Yeah,
like motorcycles, and it was like basically it had like this feature: you could build your own track, which was awesome.
Even V-Rally had that. V-Rally back in the day was fucking.
And let's obviously mention Gran Turismo 1. Obviously,
that's where everything changed. Gran Turismo actually changed.
That was the proper racing simulator, and that's the day that.
I remember
games changed forever.
And it was unforgiving.
Yeah.
The thing is, I actually remember it was Gran Turismo that actually got me speaking to Matthew at a point.
Because
I had Gran Turismo. Like, I only used to, like, the arcade kind of section of it. And basically always like either using the Viper or the Corvette. Viper Corvette. Yeah. He's like, having to react, try to get the license kind of thing. Like, you can do that? Kind of. Like, yeah, of course you can. You got like hundreds of other cars and you can buy cars and upgrade cars. You know, like,
because we are actually related to each other, we never met outside school.
Yeah.
So the first thing which I taught him, apart from this, was what this means.
So now Matthew is basically putting his...
And now it's the other way around where he's showing you the ropes, apparently.
Yeah.
So basically Matthew was putting his index finger in between his other hand, which was making the OK sign.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Pixelize that and it's OK.
You know what else was good? But it was on PlayStation 2. Smuggler's Run.
I never played that.
You never played Smuggler's Run? It was fantastic. You were a dune buggy. And you'd have to go to point A and pick up a package and deliver it to point B. And you would have cops chasing you all over the place. It was actually, I think, a launch title on the PlayStation 2.
Holy shit, I never remember that.
And it was one of the best games back in the day that I ever actually played.
You know which game, which you might remember from the PS1 era? You had a PS1.
Of course, yeah.
Felony 1179.
I don't know that one.
Holy shit. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course I do.
It was an iconic game. It's illegal street racing. I think it was the first illegal street racing game.
Yeah. And before Need for Speed.
Yeah, before Need for Speed, before everyone.
All right.
And you had cops chasing you, traffic against you. It's amazing. The graphics were so bad that you'd see the visuals building up as you drive along, you have no clue what's coming up.
My all-time favorite car game, let's say from that generation, Driver.
Driver was a classic.
Yeah.
Driver was a classic.
I didn't like the last one they came out with.
Yeah.
Was it San Francisco last
one? I actually enjoyed it.
I have the collector's edition.
Yeah, I have it as well. I didn't like it.
Driver, the first one was...
Yeah,
it was great. Actually enjoyed... I mean, I used to do burnouts just for the sake of doing burnouts, you know, where I go... and change car.
Even the last two drivers, the other two drivers that came out with that, even I think driver 76, was it 76 or 79?
No, 76, and there was parallel lines.
I didn't play parallel lines, but I played up to 76, and it was good up till then. But I played this last one, and it just, oh,
it's amazing.
I didn't like the last one.
You didn't like it. It's amazing.
Oh, I didn't like the concept where you can zoom out of a car and zoom back into another car.
It wasn't bad.
It was a harder take on the game, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, all right.
To give it another chance.
I will. I still have it at home.
Yeah, I didn't like the first hour or two and the gameplay, but then when you get used to it...
Fuck the gameplay. That's the thing with me and sandbox games, you know, like, fuck the gameplay.
You just like to fuck around with this.
If you give me that much, you know, leverage and whatever, I can do other... Fine, I'll just fucking roam around and do shit. I mean, I can't concentrate on Grand Theft Auto. I can't concentrate. I'm just, you know, going around picking up hookers. That's a fucking problem.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto had one of the best storylines for the past generation.
Actually, I was concentrating, and now, you know where I got stuck, and I'm really, like, pissed off, and I it's been, like, what, a month and a half now, because
I
finished the game in 4 days.
Because of work, I can't play it, but... I mean, before that, I actually managed to go through a very big part of it, like, in a very short time. But I'm stuck in the fucking plane school.
The plane school? That was easy.
The helicopter one.
Oh, the helicopter. Which one was the helicopter?
That's optional. You don't need to play that.
It's optional.
It is optional.
No, sir.
Yes.
There's one where you have to fly the plane.
Yeah.
But that was an optional. You had to do that one. That was part of the story.
And you had to choose if you want to do like the one with the plane or the other one to get to the boat, basically. And I chose to do the one with the submarine and all that. And I have to actually...
The submarine. The heist. You're talking about... That's the easiest one with the submarine.
But the guy has to actually go through aerospace school. Not aerospace. Like flight
school. Military.
Yeah.
Fly school? No, fly school. Actually, how to fly a bloody...
Yeah, there is a part where you have to learn how to... You have to go to flight school with... what was the character's name? The
Trevor.
No. The white...
Michael?
Caucasian guy, to be politically correct. Michael.
Michael, yeah. And I got stuck in the helicopter test, basically. We keep on going around it.
I don't remember.
You had to go to flight school to learn how to fly the helicopter with Michael before you can proceed to do the mission.
I got stuck.
I don't remember.
I'm stuck on it. I'm fucking pissed. Because helicopters are fucking hard to fucking drive.
On GTA are hard to play with.
Jesus Christ. I And it's against time, basically. So. Mm.
Anyway, we drifted off.
Not much, very much.
Anyway, are we going to have a Chesco movie buff?
Chesco actually watched the new Machete.
Wait, we have to properly introduce. So now it's the Chesco movie buff. Sorry. So.
Yeah, Machete. Or Machete Kills, actually. Second Machete.
The one with Mel Gibson and Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And Sofia Vergara's tits.
It's good. I haven't seen this movie.
I haven't
because... Cuba Gooding Jr. and Antonio Banderas. Yeah. And obviously Michelle Rodriguez. And who else?
Does Michelle Rodriguez die? Because she never dies in any movie. Ever.
No, not even like Fast and the Furious. Apparently she's dead, but she's back to life.
Even Resident Evil.
Yeah.
She died in the third one? Yeah, she's back alive in the fifth one. What the fuck?
No, she actually doesn't die.
She doesn't
die. Well, I'm not even going to speak about, like, the storyline of the movie, because it's ridiculous, you know? Like, it's Robert Rodriguez, so...
Yeah.
And they're actually, you know, enjoying, they're having fun with the whole idea of the B-movie, and, like, how ridiculous B-movies are, and they're making it, like... intentionally ridiculous. And now basically the movie ends, it's another spoiler, but whatever. Okay, spoiler,
penis.
Okay, so basically the movie ends that they're actually going into space. It's basically like Machete in space now, so it's that kind of ridiculous, but it's fun. It's extremely fun because it's sheer senseless violence and, you know, like, guts all over. And it's Danny Trejo, which, is, again, I met, and he's amazing. And a shitload of famous actors and famous people which play all these, like, small roles, which Machete is awesome.
All of that just to find out it's awesome.
What the fuck?
Okay,
what?
That was a new
part. I always thought that fucking, that guy was you.
No.
I have been using the soundboard for half of season 4 and this season, and I thought that guy was you humming.
No. And, okay, I don't know. But it's not basically what you've been watching exactly, but I can mention, like, whom I've met on this, like, latest movie.
Jesus.
He does that.
I go soundboard happy whenever I want. So, yeah.
You're done?
No, he's gonna do it again.
No.
And, no, on this, dude, take your hand away from the mobile. So we're shooting, like, this biblical movie at the moment. Dude! Asshole. And basically the guy playing Caiaphas, which is high priest of Jewish whatever, is John Reese Davis, which is the guy that played Gimli on Asshole, Lord of the Rings. Played Asshole. On Lord of the Rings and Salah on Indiana Jones. So, very nice guy. Very, very, very nice guy. Bought us pizza and beer. Awesome guy.
Why?
Because he's awesome. And he was, like, you know, like, grieving, basically, so he wanted nice and stuff.
Did you do any sexual favors?
No. The actress, actually, that played, is still playing, the part of Mary Magdalene is this actress that played a part in, was basically one of the many girls of Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men. Very nice lady. Canadian. Emmanuel Vaugier.
Hello.
Did you take a picture of her naked?
Naked, no. Took a picture with her. She actually has pictures naked on Google. She's pretty nice.
I will masturbate to her later on today.
Well, she's quite fine. Anywho.
So that's the end of the Chesco movie buff?
I would say, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you! Yes, please! What?
Anyway, now it's time for the What You've Been Playing segment.
Does Dick count?
No.
Okay, sure.
So, Chesco, what have you been playing, apart from Dick?
Well, nothing. I've been working, so... Some of us have to work, but I did buy a new mobile phone. Hey, you know my mobile phone, like, fucking kicks ass, so... You suck, dude.
So, tell us about your phone.
It's awesome. It's a...
Let's just include it just to entertain him.
Fuck you. It's the new Sony Xperia Z1, and it's awesome. Complete with a smartwatch, so...
Does the smartwatch work?
It does. It's very slow, but it does.
Most of the time.
No, that's the dumb kind of thing of it. It's very, very slow. But it does actually activate the camera, and it can kind of remote control it. So
for people into voyeurism, it is a perfect phone.
It is.
Does the smartwatch at least tell time?
It does.
Okay, that's good.
It tells time. Well, technically speaking, you can answer calls, you can see messages through it, activate camera, you have calendar in it, you can actually activate the music in
your
phone.
Can you watch porn through it?
I haven't found the function yet, but probably they will make it available.
Next update, Sony?
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
But the phone is amazing. It's quad-core. Fucking amazingly fast. I mean, I see it in contrast with the phone I had before, which was the HTC Wildfire first version.
Oh my god.
And it's a bad phone.
That's a bad phone. And it's I mean, saying it's fast, it's an understatement. I mean, I remember having a PC which was a quad core, and I have quad core on my mobile now. So, I mean, that's how technology goes, you know, like in
what? Fucks you in the ass.
In 10 years. I mean, fucking hell, man.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Okay, close your eyes and imagine what technology will be like in another 10 years.
No, because it would come.
Jizz over.
No.
Anyway, Mark, what have you been playing?
Well, I've got the PlayStation 4, as you know, and I've been playing a few games on that. But I've got my own simulator at home, racing car simulator, which I spend a lot of money on putting together.
I actually saw the pictures of it, which I would like you to post on our page, because there are people who are into that shit.
Sure.
No, it's mine. It's just mine.
I play a game called iRacing.
Yeah.
Don't want to promote it too much because nothing kind of coming into my pocket for it. But where it's like an it's kind of like playing, let's say, World of Warcraft. You race online, and as you race, you build, you know, experience. You need to get a licenses and so forth and so on.
So it's basically Drive Club for PC.
That's basically it. Yeah. And I spent too much time on it. I can tell you, I spent about 10, 15 hours a week on it.
And do you have to pay for it?
Oh, yes. It's a subscription base.
So it's basically exactly like World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it's $100 a year. Unless they have Black Friday sale like we had. And you pay $50 a year, which I just paid up for mine.
That's not bad at all.
And you get a few cars and a few tracks to start with. But as you progress, you need to buy more cars and more tracks. And there's seasons. So I spend a lot of time of it. I'm actually in my personal in the group that I'm in, which is a group of about 700 people that we race all together. Well, not at one time, but you know, I'm ranked top 10.
Holy shit.
So I can
that is good.
I don't want to post, but I can say I'm really good at it,
so. Yeah, that's good. I wouldn't dare at playing online. I always feel depressed after playing online. And every time I was good at something, like Killzone 2, I turned into an asshole. That was one of the reasons why me and my ex broke up. I spent 120 hours straight without drinking. Mm-hmm. And I just peed in bottles and made her clean up the mess. So, yeah. Kind of puts things into perspective why we broke up, but yeah. It was amazing.
But.
I don't regret. But.
Good times.
But I was in the top 10% of Killzone 2. So.
Good.
It's a better achievement than having gone out with that bitch. But anyway, apart from iRacing, what have you been playing?
Killzone. Shadowfall. I was able to finish that in about 3 days. And.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it so much. I actually tried the online, but I don't know, maybe because I'm still green. I'm not too good at it yet.
Yeah, through experience from Killzone 2 and Killzone 3, if you're not going to invest at least 24 hours a day, you won't make it. Because so there are those US...
Did you just say at least 24 hours a day?
At least.
At least 24 hours a day. So there's like more than 24 hours in a day.
No. Your minimum amount of time is 24 hours a day, because there is actually 11-year-olds or 15-year-olds assholes.
So it's not at least. It's invest 24 hours a day.
So, yeah, but that is at least. So you have no option. You have to give out your maximum all the time.
It's amazing, but like you get to know that you're basically like a 14-year-old kid is fucking your mom on the internet. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's always.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I find it very difficult to play. I had some trouble. I only did two matches, and I didn't want to get into it until I actually finished the game. And to be honest, I found it so difficult. I was on the verge of buying Call of Duty yesterday.
No, don't never buy Call of Duty.
But I held back.
The equivalent of buying Call of Duty is the equivalent of having sex with a Korean prostitute, which is bad.
So I held back and I didn't buy it, and I saved myself about 60 euros. I'll probably get into it tonight. I'll give it a few hours and hope to see what goes.
You have to invest in it. I mean, I remember when I used to play Killzone 2 with my Jacob, I was an asshole and I made him cry at least twice. He, in one occasion, he didn't speak to me for 2 weeks straight because I killed him so many times.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to get online when you probably finish it. So.
I hope I don't.
Why?
Because my girlfriend will kick me out, for sure.
You can limit yourself, you know what I mean?
You limit himself?
I don't think that's... I don't have any self-control. I'm very competitive online. That's the reason why I don't play online. I'm too competitive. Too competitive. I mean, it's bloody ridiculous.
You know who's competitive? Like a big Killzone freak, but like a big Killzone freak. Angie.
Angie, the girl with the big tits.
Yeah. Which we should kind of bring on the show like soon. Hey, Angie.
What?
She's amazing. I figs on the game.
I obsessed. Would have imagined.
All Gears of War, actually. I can't.
There's an ocean between those two games.
I'm confused at the moment. No. Sorry, Angie. I'm mentioning you. I'm sorry. We'll still get you on the show, though.
Okay, a shout out to Angie. Yeah. I don't have a soundboard because my battery died. So fuck you, HTC, you Japanese motherfucker.
Okay,
so. They're crap, aren't they? Yeah. I had one for about 2 years.
And no, I would like to.
I'm glad I got rid of it now.
I
had no choice.
Because
he sold me my Wi-Fi.
What are you going to show us, Jesco, before we close the show?
I'm not going to show you anything. I'm just going to
take a picture. But that's not a phone. That's a 42-inch TV.
It's amazing. It's bloody insane.
Picture.
It's just like...
Okay, thank you.
Jesus Christ. There we go. Let's see. Jesus fucking noise. Well, yeah, but kind of cool picture.
Okay, we look like two freaks, but anyways, okay.
It's all good.
We look like a bunch of rapists. But anyway, I think we should close off the show. And to all our listeners out there, we would like to thank you for the huge feedback from our new webcomic, which is Suddenly Beards Everywhere. And if you haven't seen it, just log on to our website, which is someguysonemic.com. And you can go into our webcomic segment, and there's about 3 episodes right now, so yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
Anyway, if you want to keep up to date with all the news and reviews, just log on to the website, or else follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or else call Chesco gay.
Yeah, and I update the site every day. So
it's either me or Mark, so yeah, we're just putting our 100%. And remember, keep updated with our Facebook page, so like us, so you'll be the first one to know about the new and huge announcement we will have for 2014, which will rock this shitty island to pieces. So yeah. Anyway, we'll see you in 2 weeks time, which will be our 4th year anniversary special.
Okay, we need Vag on the show, dude. We need female like presence.
We have you. It's enough Vag for.
Fuck you. I'm more man than you are. Anyway,
we love your support. We would like you to keep on supporting us and share our page.
Naked pictures of you. What?
You know that our fan base is mostly guys. So I would not like to see naked pictures of guys.
But if you're a woman, on the other hand, we can.
Doesn't matter. That.
My email's on the website, so feel free to send me pictures, woman.
Yeah, I'll be the first one to send it. Dick pic. Sorry.
No, no. Dick pic, dick pic, dick pic, dick pic, dick pic. Ass, dick pic.
Anyway, we'd like to thank Lote for lending us their theme song
and music. It's not a theme song, it's their music, which we are.
They made it, they developed it specifically for us.
They did, no, they did not.
Yes, they did.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So, anyway, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, where we'll be talking about nothing specifically regarding gaming, so
probably yeah. Jacob,
it's gonna be the anniversary show, so we'll be blind drunk, probably naked, and probably. Just about to start an orgy,
yeah, probably
between men, so it's gonna be disturbing, so just don't listen to it and don't judge us. So yeah,
anyway, until next time,
until next time, and on that bombshell, which bombs, we end the show. Yay.